This hour of the Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans. Fighting for America.
I'm a good member who made a mistake, and I'm apologizing, and I'm asking for forgiveness. It's a terrible mistake, and I'll never do it again.
Fighting for Idaho.
You have to know what you have, how you're going to spend it, and until you can use what you have effectively, the rest of it doesn't matter.
You know, you've harped on this $600,000 quite a bit. Could you just let it go?
You can't just throw money at a problem and hope that it gets better.
Fighting for you.
You know, it's not about Kevin Miller. You know, it's about the issues. It's about the people. And it really is one remarkable show. I can't thank you enough.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning. On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And here we are, Kevin Miller in the morning. A big thank you. A huge thank you to everyone that made a difference, that voted for us in the best of the Treasure Valley. We do appreciate that. We thank you. And today is where we reward you, because there will be no other show that will champion conservative values. There will be no other show that will say we disagree vehemently with this ruling by the judge last night. Everyone is afraid. Everyone is scared. Everyone wants to know, hey, what do you think, Cactus? We already know what you think. You look at the cover of the Statesman today. Idaho gay ban rejected. The federal judge rejects gay marriage ban. The governor, the attorney general, asked court to halt same-sex unions from taking place while the state appeals. I predicted this last night. You can take a look at that. Give us a click at the 580KIDO blog. Not so fast on gay marriages happening here in Idaho. Might be a bump in the road, but a lot seems to be happening. And I love how the media in sweeps. I just saw one station. Continuing coverage of what? We're going to see how the courts play out. By the way, there will be no other show in the Treasure Valley that has the interview with Lawrence Wasdin. And by the way, the Attorney General. By the way, Governor Otter, I know you listen. I know you made a statement. You are welcome to call in and give us your thoughts on this as well. I know Mr. Hanyan might say we have to go through him, but we'd love to have the governor on this morning as well. Look for the governor to appeal. Look for the attorney general to appeal. And that is the right thing to do. Gene in CUNA at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, my friend. I was contemplating whether I should really weigh in on this or not, because my views about the alternative lifestyle folks, and that's all I'm going to call it, I liked it better when they were in the closet. They stayed there. If they would bother to read their Bible, they would see that the creator of heaven and earth calls what they're doing an abomination. When a man lies with an animal, or when a man lies with a man, or a woman with a woman, it is an abomination. I think what they're looking for is a way to condone their own behavior. And people say, doctors say, oh, it's genetics. Oh, they were born this way. They were born a man, but they should have been a woman, or vice versa. And I think a good dose of shock therapy might help. And I'm sure you're going to get some hate mail over this, Kevin, and I'm really sorry about that. But they act like their views are the most important views on earth, and that nobody else's views matter. You know, do we really want them around? No. Do they have a right to live? Yes. But don't push your lifestyle off on those that don't want it. That's about the only thing I can say, Kevin. And I'm deeply saddened by this. You know, I would think the judges would stand up for what's right. Now, what are they so terrified of? They're just people. They put their pants and skirts on the same way as everybody else. I don't understand why everybody's so terrified about this. Yeah, maybe you could shed some light on that, Kevin. I'm going to go, because I'm getting more angry by the minute, and I don't want to say anything on air. So, my friend, I will say blessings to you.
and Dave and all those that are with you, and I keep praying for you. And I did find a trailer yesterday, but I can't prove that it's the one that mangled your wife's car, because the green trailer is now gray, of all things.
Wow.
So, yeah, I did a lot of reconnaissance work on that, and I found a trailer painted gray that was green, and I can't prove it, but I'm sure it's the one that mangled your wife's car.
Well, so, Gene, I owe you a lunch, buddy.
Let's just pray for one another, and hopefully everything will work good, and someday, if not here, in the hereafter, we'll meet each other. How does that go?
Oh, look, we're going to do some lunch sometime when you've got caught up on your sleep. We'll go to Ed's 50s Cafe. That's right near you in Meridian.
Hey, we can do that, brother.
All right. Take care, my friend.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Remember, Lawrence Wasdin will be joining us coming up during this program. And, you know, you take a look at this. If you're just waking up and you missed it, here's the big story.
Idaho's governor anticipated it, a judge's ruling that the state's gay marriage ban is unconstitutional. So Republican Butch Otter pre-filed a request to set aside the ruling while he makes a formal appeal to restore the ban, which was approved 8 years ago by 63% of Idaho's voters. The court ruling was delivered in Boise by federal magistrate Judge Candy Dale, who left the window open for an appeal by putting her order on hold until Friday morning. Seven other states this year have had court rulings on their gay marriage laws, mostly declaring bans unconstitutional before being put on hold because of appeals. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
And you take a look at it, is there a moral conservative judge in America anymore? And as people are hailing this ruling as the next big thing, it was a smart move by the governor. Very smart move by the governor. Smart move by the judge to make sure that what happened in Utah doesn't happen here. And what happened in Utah is you had a bunch of same-sex couples radically go get married because they knew that the injunction on the ban would be overturned until a higher court would make that decision. But at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, here's the issue. And the issue is whether or not you agree that same-sex couples have the right to marry. And you have a lot of people that, you know, want to become Republicans or that are Republicans say, well, the government needs to stay out of the bedroom. But there have to be limitations on a lot of things. You know, people say, you know, we talked about this the other day. What's to stop somebody from marrying their computer? What's to stop somebody from marrying six or seven husbands or four or five wives again? What's the definitive ban on who you can and can't marry? Now, I was taking a look at this, and people will say, well, it's discriminatory. We can't choose who we love. Well, we can. And we take a look at, I go back to what Alan Keyes said to me about 20 years ago when I was just starting out in talk radio. Alan Keyes, a noted conservative, someone who has been vilified by the left, one of the most smartest guys I've met. And I said, well, what about the gays? And he said, Kevin, that's how he talked. Kevin, I can't choose to be black. Can you choose to be white? Or in your case, a little pasty white, you little red tomato. Well, he didn't say that, but this is for humorous effects. I can't choose to do that, but behavior is something that can be controlled. And what we're seeing here with Michael Sam, what we're seeing here with the marriage ban being turned over, is you have a minority of the population, whether it's as high as 10% or as low as 2%, dictating the rules of society. And you have the feds going along with it. As I've said, if people want to vote this way, great. But for all of you and our good friend Brian Fisher, who led the charge, who voted in 06, just like those wonderful people in California who voted for this, how do you feel? And really it comes down to this.
It's not going to be decided in Idaho because states' rights don't matter. I think we should respect the rule of law. We should respect the court's ruling. But it really comes down to the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court has to decide this, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. But first, let's get some reaction.
It's inevitable that the rest of the country will follow suit, but nobody would think Idaho would come in, well, I think is number 19. So it's pretty exciting.
It's inevitable. The rest of the country is going to follow suit.
It is a good day. I've been with Andrew for 16 years. We've wanted to get married. We have a beautiful four-year-old boy together, and to be part of this is amazing, and I'm overwhelmed.
They're overwhelmed, and no one wants to be mean or cruel or anything like that. However, at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, where do we go from here? Well, I believe that the ban will be upheld. It will go to the Supreme Court because we have too many states, too many federal judges appointed by Clinton and the president who are overturning constitutional past resolutions. And I know what people are going to say. Kevin, we had slavery. We overturned that. Kevin, we had Jim Crow. We overturned that. I don't believe we're talking about the same civil rights issues. Now to people that are gay, that are people that are impacted by this, they're going to say, well, Kevin, you're wrong. This does impact me. That's where the courts need to decide this. That's where the courts need to make a definitive decision one way or the other. It's not fair to the people of Idaho, and now more than ever, the NSA and everything else, the IRS, that if you are a conservative, that you are a Christian, that if you are someone who has morals, that you are targeted by the government for your beliefs. And that's what we're seeing here. But again, you go back to this decision, and what's next? You have people lining up at the courthouse. You have the press saying, well, we're going to cover this. Have you noticed that the press is only giving you one side of the issue? And you'll hear people on the radio today. I don't care what people do. Well, that's just the way it is. What do you think? Well, I'll tell you what I think. That the Supreme Court punted, that the people of Idaho spoke, just like the people of California did, and it's wrong. What's the legal precedence? And remember what happened when the Supreme Court made that mamby-pamby Rudy Poole ruling on this as well. They started, everybody said, look for states to challenge this through the door known as the 14th Amendment. What is that? The Equal Protection Clause or something like that? Look for the challenges to happen, and they were right. How do we respond? How do you respond? Is it over?
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough... the tough get going! Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
Where's the fire? Where's the guts? Where's your passion?
What the f*** happened to the Delta I used to know? Where's the spirit? Where's the guts? Huh? This could be the greatest night of our lives. But you're gonna let it be the worst. Oh, we're afraid to go with you, Pluto. We might get in trouble. Well, just kiss my from now on. Not me. I'm not going to take this. Warner, he's a dead man. Marmalade, dead. Niedermeyer,
dead. Bluto's right.
Bluto's right. Who's right in this case? Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safely.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
A federal judge ruled Idaho's ban on same-sex marriage unconstitutional.
Judge Candy Dale said if Idaho's laws strongly stigmatize gay and lesbian couples and their second-class status is without sufficient reason.
It is a good day. I've been with Andrew for 16 years. We've wanted to get married. We have a beautiful four-year-old boy together, and to be part of this is amazing, and I'm overwhelmed.
Well, there you are. How happy are you with the judges striking down the definition of traditional marriage in Idaho? Good morning, everybody. Kevin Miller in the Morning. 580 KIDO, phone numbers 580-5436, 580 KIDO. We go to Barry in Mountain Home at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning. How are you, champion of liberty?
Living the dream, brother.
Yes, you are.
Well, Barry, we take a look at what's going on. Your thoughts on what happened and what's next?
Well, you know, I'm anxious to report that the family is the traditional. It's the traditional base of society. And in a Christian world, marriage is between a man and a woman. And it's a kind of a sacred position. Idaho is to hold on to the family values where there's a man and a woman and to be respectful of others, but not to rearrange the tradition of marriage as instituted by God.
Now, Barry, are you speaking as the official capacity or is just Barry?
No, I'm speaking on the position of the Republican Party.
All right, then we will formally introduce you. Barry Peterson joining us, the chairman of the state Republican Party, 580 KIDO. So, Barry, as the chairman of the state party, you just told us your reaction. What do you think is going to happen next? What should happen?
Well, there's no question that that we should do all we can to preserve what we've instituted into law in Idaho, but I just want to be sure that people understand the position of the Republican Party in Idaho is to support the traditional family. The family is the fundamental foundation of society, and it's imperative that we do all that we can to protect this fundamental foundational position, because it is the core that makes the rest of society free for everybody.
Well, Barry, you know, we can do some analysis here. We have the Supreme Court to blame for this decision. And just as we saw so many of these constitutional amendments be passed in over 30 states, now we're seeing them being torn apart by the federal challenges that we're seeing in Idaho and across the country. And we can thank the Supreme Court for this.
Well, yes, we can. Hopefully, you know, this is a hope that we all have, people like yourself and myself. It's a hope that they will let the states decide, because this issue is not addressed in the Constitution, and all things not addressed in the Constitution are reserved to the states. It's the Republican Party position across the nation, and certainly in our state, to uphold the traditional position of the family being made up of a man and a woman as parents with their children.
Well, the scary thing about this is that you could redefine marriage. You don't know what marriage will be now.
Yes, well, apparently they're taking that position, and as you alluded to earlier in the conversation, if you can marry somebody that you are emotionally attached to, there is no limit to what you might be married to. It's already apparent in New York, your pet can inherit your wealth. If they can inherit your wealth, why can't they inherit your heart and be married to your pet?
Some people would probably be better off being married to their pets.
that might be so. But it doesn't change the people in the party, the Republican Party, and I believe this is true of the Democrat Party traditionally. The Democrat Party that I grew up with would do everything they could, as the Republican Party would, to preserve the sanctity of the family. Can you imagine the Democrat Party out of the South trying to set aside the traditional family values. It would have never happened. And that's why those people have gone to the Republican Party, because the Democrat Party as a party have abandoned those Christian principles that have made our nation great.
I agree with you, and you probably won't see that in the South. So your thoughts to the governor and to the attorney general?
Well, I'm sure they're going to come out in a strong position supporting what we passed as a law in Idaho, and it's incumbent upon it to do it. They kind of bear that responsibility as the leaders of our state.
Barry Peterson, chairman of the state GOP, any other thoughts? Getting ready for the big contested debate tonight, always healthy to have a debate within the party.
Absolutely. You know, these candidates, they pick the party that they want to be in. The majority of them pick the Republican Party. And it's a natural scheme of things in Idaho that candidates are going to run against each other. And I just hope we put our shoulder to the wheel and pull ahead as Democrats as we pursue the leadership of our state, or as Republicans as we pursue the leadership of our state.
Barry, we appreciate it. Thank you for thinking of us this morning.
Hey, you do a great service to us all, bringing both sides. But I appreciate very much that you're a champion for liberty.
Well, I appreciate your support, because without you, the champion of liberty is, you know, out on the street.
Well, keep going. I hope there's a lot of fuel in the tank. You got a good one on this one.
All right. Thank you, Barry. Take care of yourself, my friend.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Our friend Barry Peterson joining us. Chairman of the state GOP, and again, as the anchorettes start saying what's next and continuing coverage, look, the bottom line here is this is why this show was created, to hear from you. 580-5436, 580-KIDO, as we continue on. You know, what type of world are we living in? And like I said, the governor wants to stay. This is good news for him. And
it is a good day. I've been with Andrew for 16 years. We've wanted to get married. We have a beautiful 4-year-old boy together, and to be part of this is amazing, and I'm overwhelmed.
Are you overwhelmed? Let's discuss next. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Food for your brain. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Same-sex marriage supporters gathered on the Capitol steps last night to celebrate the judge's ruling.
It's inevitable that the rest of the country will follow suit. But nobody would think Idaho would come in, well, I think it's number 19. It's pretty exciting.
Judge Dale says the state must issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples starting at 9 o'clock on Friday morning.
God bless America. Kevin Miller fighting the good fight with you this morning at 580KIDO. What a classic, I think, from the Weather Girls. It's raining men. Well, it's raining on the parade of traditional marriage here in the state of Idaho. Your thoughts, 580-5436, 580KIDO. By the way, Garden City is considering a smoking ban. So all the bars that have made tons of money, tons of loot from... Well, the Boise bar is banning the smoke. Garden City's profit margin could get a lot slimmer. So let's take a look. We'll take a look at the fact sheet provided by the Statesman today. By the way, at 580KIDO.com, I wrote about this just moments after the ruling happened last night, and I stand by my statement. Is gay marriage now legal in the state of Idaho? Not so fast, says Kevin Miller. We invite you to read it. We invite you to comment on it. The courts, even before Judge Dale ruled, Candy Dale, the governor filed a preemptive motion asking the federal courts for an immediate stay in case the state's law. People say ban, but really it wasn't a ban. It was a, you know, and again, this is what the press does. They put it in a negative light. You're not pro-life, you're anti-abortion. You're not pro-traditional marriage, you're banning same-sex marriage. Isn't it brilliant how they manipulate the channel, how they manipulate the LCD, the lowest common denominator, or as some of our friends, most notably a man named Mark, calls them the low information voter. The challenge is, are there more of them than there are of us? So the governor and the attorney general, Lawrence Wasdin, who will join us exclusively this morning at 580 KIDO, and we are still chasing Governor Otter. We would love to get him on. We understand that he's very busy. We can give you the political analysis of this in a minute. However, it goes back to this. The reason why the judge did this, which was a smart, brilliant, definitive move, even though I don't agree with her decision, is what happened in Utah. They talk about it, an unmitigated disaster, because same-sex couples went to the courthouses, went to the Capitol at midnight, and started getting married. And by the time the legal process caught up with it, boom, there you have it. By the way, the governor will go to the Ninth Circuit. If the governor loses there, it goes to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Ninth Circuit, not the most conservative court in America.
I know the first person I called was my mom, and she said, I'm so proud of you, Abby. And I don't think people understand what that means to native Idahoans who love this state, who want to be in this state. And we are Idahoans, and we were heard. And it feels amazing.
There you have it. By the way, we had a gentleman tweet us. What's his name? Monsters.com. Monster Dudes saying, at 580KIDO, important to not let Otter waste taxpayers' money fighting for a law which would be much less likely to pass if voted on today. Put it to a people's vote today. I believe it still would pass. Igor in Nampa at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, Igor.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Just a couple comments. I think it's probably good to keep in mind that it is the gay community that is anti. They are anti-family. I mean, I don't need to go into detail, but let's just talk about, the physical logistics. They are anti-family. So with regard to your comments about the media, and I don't call it spin, Kevin. I just call it lies, because that's what spin. We just don't seem to have the courage to call lies lies anymore. But the lies that the media put out, that those that, hold to the, tradition of marriage being between a man and a woman for the betterment of society, of culture, the propagation of the family. That's all absolutely looked down on by, those in the homosexual community. They are anti-family. And so let's just call it for what it is. The anti-family movement, the homosexuals, just carry through with their beliefs that, with their lifestyle and their behavior, they do not want society and our culture to continue as it has for all this length of time. So I just wanted to make those comments and support you in your observations of what is happening with our culture and our society around us. It's not us that hold to traditional marriage beliefs between a man and a woman. Let's just leave it with this. Those in the homosexual community are thankful to God in heaven that their parents weren't. Thanks, Kevin.
Igor, we appreciate it. Tom Munns, TomMunns.com. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Good morning, Tom Munns.
We need Brian Carter to come up with a song called Government's Going Rogue. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Tom.
I want to know how a judge can determine the rights of man. I want to know where specifically in the judicial jurisdiction they have the ability to determine the rights of the people. Governments are banning this and they're banning that and they're telling us what our rights are. That's not how government works. And is it based on the ignorance on people that they're getting away with this? We have a constitutional amendment in the state of Idaho that declares that that a man and a woman is the only acceptable union. Whether that may be true or not morally, We can't just have a judge overturn a constitutional amendment. It doesn't work that way. Or the judges would be able to determine all of the rights that we have.
Let me share you about what the judge said. Quote, Idaho's marriage laws deny same-sex couples the economic, practical, emotional, and spiritual benefits of marriage, relegating each couple to a stigmatized second-class status. Plaintiffs suffer these injuries not because they are unqualified to marry, start a family, or grow old together, but because of who they are and whom they love. Candy Dale, federal judge.
Well, Candy Dale really has her head up her backside because she doesn't have any idea of the proper role of government or her position. And you know what? Here's something to think about. What if Otter did this as an election ploy?
What do you mean?
Well, what if is Otter standing against this?
Yes, he's filed the appeal along with Lawrence Wasdin, who will be joining us at 7:30. The Attorney General will be here with us.
Well, I think it's kind of interesting the fact that they're coming out against this so close to the election, and I think that this might be a good boost for Wasdin and Otter. So maybe Candy Dale, you know, I'm putting on my hat a little tight this morning, Mr. Kevin. But
you've got the tinfoil out.
You know, politics is a dirty business, and you know, when people feel threatened, they do measures to counter that threat. So,
well, let me put it to you this way: I am going to respectfully agree to disagree with you on this. On the other hand, whether the election is close or not, whether Senator Fulcher is in the lead or not, whether Governor Otter is in the lead or not, this helps the Attorney General and this helps the governor, much the same as Superstorm Sandy helped President Obama. There's no arguing with that political reality here.
So what are you disagreeing with?
Because this case was going on, there's no way that the fix was in. The governor has been very adamant in his defense of marriage and of this law, and he helped pass it.
Right. Well, I just, you know, I'm at this point where I'm just...
You're entitled to your opinion, my friend. Your opinion and my opinion are the same here. We don't sit there and say, now, Tom, I'm just giving you my take. You gave me yours.
Yeah, and I'm just flabbergasted, you know. I mean, we're both looking... I know you and I are both looking at our government going, you know, really... Can we really pull anything off the table anymore? Does anything they do surprise us? And so I think whether I actually put the hat on or I don't put it on, I think the questions need to be asked. And I think that you probably agree with me that, you know, that the critical questions should be asked. And that's really all I want to do, you know.
Well, hopefully you'll get an answer. Nobody answers questions anymore.
No, nobody does because I'm racist and a bigot. Oh, now I'm homophobe.
You're the big three.
Hey, well, thanks for taking my call, Kevin. Have a good day.
God bless you, Tom.
All right,
bye. All right, there we have it. An interesting question posed to us on Twitter here at 580KIDO, whether or not the governor should waste the state's money by filing the appeals, because it's inevitable, right?
It is a good day. I've been with Andrew for 16 years. We've wanted to get married. We have a beautiful 4-year-old boy together, and to be part of this is amazing, and I'm overwhelmed.
Is this inevitable?
It ain't the 80s. We ain't down with the ladies. It's 2010. We're down with Kevin Miller and the men.
Oh, please. 44 in Star, Idaho. Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to work safe.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
A federal judge ruled Idaho's ban on same-sex marriage unconstitutional.
This is a good day. I've been with Andrew for 16 years. We've wanted to get married. We have a beautiful 4-year-old boy together, and to be part of this is amazing, and I'm overwhelmed.
I know the first person I called was my mom, and she said, I'm so proud of you, Abby. I don't think people understand what that means to Native Idahoans who love this state, who want to be in this state. And we are Idahoans, and we were heard, and it feels amazing.
Kevin Miller in the morning. So how happy are you that a judge has struck down the constitutional amendment defining marriage between a man and a woman? 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. We'll be covering this story all morning long as we move along. By the way, the Attorney General of Idaho, Lawrence Wasdin, will be our guest next hour. We do also are making overtures to the governor. I know he issued a statement. And is this over? And should the governor, quote unquote, according to people reaching out to us on Twitter and everything else, should they, should the state waste its money on this? See, I don't think it's a waste of time, effort, or energy if you truly believe in this. And I do blame the United States Supreme Court for punting on this. That's why courts are there, to make tough decisions. I also don't understand how one judge, one federal judge, can overturn the will of 63% of the people in Idaho that voted for that in 06. Number one. Number two, if the vote were held today, would the results be the same? Let's get you to work safely and on time. 6:59, Kevin Miller in the morning. We continue on getting the ruling. By the way, Garden City looking at banning smoking in buildings. I guess we'll talk a little bit about that. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up next, Judge Greenwood joins us. Get his thoughts on the big decision. And the Attorney General, what's next? Interesting. It's not a dull one. Stay with us. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO.
Serving Emmett, Idaho.